As amended to the floor with a due pass recommendation.
I have a note to myself here. Consider amending subsection two to permit offenses to be established by rule. And I'm just wondering.
Well, that's a major overhaul of their statute, and I guess I'm not prepared to do that right now.
Where did that come up in the testimony?
Yes, that was the question about whether they ought to have all of these enumerations in statute in the ORS. In fact, the fact is that they already embarked down that line, and unless.
There they are.
So they're there, and unless we want to.
So we're not going to stop them.
Well, I guess I'm not ready to stop them right now unless we want.
Another laundry list statute.
Yeah. That's what it was, as I recall.
Mm-hmm, okay. Aye.
Aye, motion carried, thank you. 122.
And this is a bill that authorizes the same sanctions against a psychology associate as against the psychologist. And it simply goes through the statute and adds the word associate, psychologist associate.
And if you recall, we had a lot of debate about how many psychologist associates had in fact been registered, and we're talking about a community of six at the moment, but they want the authority as the board to sanction them in the same way, so.
Should it?
Are there amendments?
Should it?
No.
Should it include as an amendment the extra grounds that we just passed out?
That would.
121, because I don't think it's included.
Well, it would be, legislative council would amend that general statute, I think.
Yeah, I believe it would.
Yeah. Does it, are you sure, Kevin?
Well, I'm not sure. Why don't we just make sure? And move as an amendment that we add as sub, 2K to this bill.
The language.
The language which is in Senate Bill 121 as amended.
At that point, we don't have to move Senate Bill 121. Wouldn't that be true, Captain?
Think we can do it?
Do it all in one bill?
Oh, just combine the bills.
Sorry,
I think you're right. I think you're right.
Well, I want to make sure that we.
Yeah, I'm sure to be right.
Yeah, there's a funny little or under J.
Well, that's only because that swings into K then, and it takes the or away from I and puts it under J.
I'm sure I asked a question about these associates. I thought that they worked for psychologists.
They don't send the bills out.
Yeah, they don't send the bills out, Madam Chair. I could be wrong, but I don't think that they.
You're right.
I don't think that they practice on their own.
So they wouldn't be obtaining a fee or payment.
I think so. Now, if we.
I think we just, let's just go ahead and leave it the way it is, and well, as long as, again, as long as they printed it and they, and it is the board.
Sorry, they're not here.
Well,
just kidding.
I'm just kidding. Not sorry they're here.
But I, as I recall, we weren't, there was, the question was not only how many of them there were, but exactly what were they?
Right.
And I think that they work for.
Under the direction.
Under the direction of a psychologist, and they do not practice on their own.
Even just a thought that if we're not going to impose K, Senate Bill 121 on the psychologist associate, then they're going to have to kind of redraft the statute to add a new whole subsection which
deals
with only that.
Well, I think legislative council will take care of that, and I do believe that in fact what they will do, and I guess for the moment let's just. Catherine, you
Yes, I don't see the problem. I believe that legislative council just folds those in at the end when they've both passed, and they'll take care of it. Because you're not directly amending the same language that contradicts. The language doesn't contradict. But I'll check with them. I will check. Yes, Senator, I will check.
Okay. Madam Chair, I move Senate Bill 122 to the floor for due pass recommendation.
Okay. Senator Hill moves Senate Bill 122 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Okay. Call the roll, please.
Rockland.
Aye.
Brinsky.
Aye.
Gil.
Aye.
Shoemaker.
Aye.
Brenner.
Cohen.
Aye. Okay. Now, Catherine, let's move to 2125.
And 2125, the statute reads to the district attorney, and in some cases, it may be the city attorney that's the attorney of record if the bill amends that problem.
There are no amendments, or are there?
There are no amendments.
Are no amendments. It's a technical housekeeping amendment, I think.
No additional testimony except the original.
Right. Bill Linden testified on the bill. It's the court administrator's bill.
Do I have a motion on the bill?
Yes, Madam Chair. Move House Bill.
Are you get you on the next one?
No, go ahead.
Well, I'd move House Bill 2125 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Gorski moved 2125 unamended to the floor with a due pass. Call the roll, please, Kiska.
Brenneman. Rockland.
Aye.
Brinsky.
Aye.
Gil.
Aye.
Shoemaker.
Aye.
Cohen.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Let's move to 2126.
And 2126 is the bill that amends the procedure for appointment of pro tem judges. There were problems with the court having to go through an official court order and also some question about the authority to appoint to the Court of Appeals. There are no amendments.
I suppose this just actually allows them to do what they're doing now. Isn't that true?
I believe so, Senator.
I thought we did this last session.
Well, I thought we tried, but maybe we didn't do it correct enough or precisely enough or something, but it is a circumstance which they have decided necessary to bring back in. And
well, that being the case, I would move that we send House Bill 2126 to the floor with a due pass recommendation. 2126. I said the wrong number.
Senator Brockman is moving Senate Bill, House Bill 2126 to the floor with a due pass.
Whatever it is, let's get it done.
Brenneman. Brockman.
Aye.
Brinsky.
Aye.
Gil.
Aye.
Shoemaker.
Aye.
Brenner. Cohen.
Aye. We're doing it with body language.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, maybe we can have a little break for lunch while we gather the other folks when we get ready with our
other work session.
2355. Catherine.
This is a bill that repeals the requirement that counties participating in the JSC be assessed $1,500 for children over a certain number committed to the state training schools. Apparently, when the cap was brought in several years ago, they stopped using the assessment. So basically, it's conforming the law to practice.
These are some of the very complicated House bills that we got sent over to us.
Madam Chair, I'd move House Bill 2355 to the floor of the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Thank you, Senator Gorski. Senator Gorski has moved House Bill 2355 to the floor with a due pass. Discussion.
You see if I don't end up having to answer a question on this thing.
Something really it's a simple one. I can answer all the questions.
Yeah,
they don't
you Brockman's going to get it. Okay, Brockman's going to carry this one after we pass the cat. Chris Kiska.
If we pass it.
If he
votes yes.
Brockman.
No.
Aye.
Brinsky.
Aye.
Gil.
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay.
Good job.
Okay, well, let's, we're left with the three Senate bills before us here, which have to do with juvenile detention. Senator Springer had an interest in the fingerprint bill, which is 406, and so maybe I ought to wait till we try to get him up here. I know he had a fair amount of concern about that. And we have amendments. Let's, 356 is probably the one that we've had most discussion on. Would you say, Jack?
Yes.
And we do have amendments, and so let's move to work session on Senate Bill 356 and see how.
.356 is the community detention bill that sets the time limits for keeping children in detention post-adjudication. You'll find in your file amendments that are attached to hand and gross copy that see a hand and gross copy of Senate Bill 356. The changes are on page 3. If you walk through those, there's also an additional amendment. It's entitled Proposed Amendment to Senate Bill 356, drafted in concept form by Committee Council 41189.
And that's one I want to talk to, but we'll get to that later. Let's deal with it.
That's at the Chair's request.
Now, let's go through the amendments that, if you recall, this was the bill. Jack, I don't understand the amendments that still have 60 days in there.
There are brackets on lines
24
and 40.
Okay,
that's all been deleted.
Okay.
The first major change is up on about lines 18 through 20, and these have been through LC, and that installs the or inserts the language that a child can, basically to paraphrase, a child can be held in excess of 8 days if and only if the county has on file with the State Juvenile Services Commission a program plan that has been approved. If no program plan has been filed or if it has not been approved, the period still stays at 8 days. The other primary change, and I'm not sure it's really a substantive change at all, is the language down on lines 38 and 40 relating to the time a child may be held in detention that's escaped. That you'll see that language has been deleted as well, and the intent was not to delete that, but it has been replaced by legislative counsel, and that's the inserted material up between lines 23 and 24, and that was done primarily for drafting purposes. Limit on the time a child may be held in that circumstance is still at 8 days, and that's what the bill left it at originally.
So you ask a question here?
Sure.
Are you saying lines 24 through 40 are now deleted if we adopt the amendment?
That's correct,
okay.
Yes.
And what you're saying is that the language that's been inserted there, that sub B, is the new language that takes care of all that?
No.
No, I'm saying that replaces the language found on lines 38 through 40.
I see.
All right. The 24 through 40 are almost all of that is what was originally the menu of different detention lengths. You'll see the 60 days, 45 days, 30 days, and et cetera. And the policy choice that was at least discussed, again, is that language found up on 19 that, again, says you can only hold them 8 days unless you jump through the necessary hoops to extend that by filing a program plan.
For the facility. I have one question. We have 30 days in here. We've been in discussion with juvenile court judges along the way, too, I wonder if we ought to make this 28 to conform with whatever, I mean, you all talk to, we're talking in the detention bill of changing it to 28, and I think it ought to be, it either ought to be 28 or it ought to be 30, and maybe let's make a difference. Jack, you want to comment on that?
I think I can answer that for you. The reason for the 28 days, that's in the other bill.
That's in the pretrial.
Correct, and the reason for the 28 days is so we don't have that 28th day falling on a weekend. Here, it doesn't make any difference if it falls on a weekend, because there's not a further step of a hearing to keep the child in. Is that?
Okay, well, I just, in my minimalistic form here, a little bit like Senator Schumaker, trying to remember the same number, but I'll wait for the committee's comments on that, and I'm happy to leave it at 30, given that explanation, if that's what came in. Are we clear on what we've done here? I think that there are people out there who have testified that they agreed to these amendments during the work session. And raise your hands if there's anybody out there who wants to come and say you don't. Oh, that's right. Tom English says we don't think we want to have it past 8 days under any circumstances. I do remember your testimony.
Mike. Simply add that the language, the meat of the amendments was language that was provided by Mr. Fuchs from the Juvenile Services Commission.
Madam Chairman, I just want to go on the record. I was able to take those amendments back to our legislative committee and we're prepared to support the bill as amended, so I just want to put that on the record.
Okay, and you are Tom Lee.
Tom English with the Oregon Council on Crime and Delinquency. Okay.
Thank you. Now, I want to ask I don't know if anybody's seen the amendment that I've. Have you shared the amendment with anybody that I've asked to be drafted, Jack?
No, I have not. I have not had a chance to do that.
Well, we need to pass it to him now.
Okay. There are
let me explain. Let me explain what my concern is. As a matter of record keeping, it would be useful to me since we've had. To us, I think we've had a lot of debate of whether the counties are going to, in fact, utilize. We had testimony that says, in at least in Multnomah County, the average time spent in detention for everybody is 4.5 days, and we have an 8-day limit. So what I'm at, so then we're going to say for a county that chooses an option of keeping him in for 30 days. You can go with a pre-approved plan from the commission. You'd be allowed to do that. I know that the record keeping is sporadic in the juvenile courts and not uniform, but it would be useful to us if you kept some records about how many kids actually, what's the average time, and if you do, it goes on the other bill, Jack.
It does,
says.
And that's my fault. I put the wrong bill number on there.
Oh, okay. Well, actually, I'll discuss it now, and it may apply to this bill, too. I'm interested in how many kids are actually kept, how long kids are actually being kept, and how many times we go extend that. And I guess I'd ask Don Welsh to come up and say, do you keep those records that we could ask you for? The average length of stay. Yeah, come on up in the record, and actually the amendment does apply to that bill because I wanted to talk about it in extension.
Don Welsh, Director Clackamas County Juvenile Department. Senator, as you were saying that, what came to me as a logical control is to make the rules which are promulgated by the Juvenile Services Commission include a reporting responsibility to the commission. And therefore, every case that came within the reach of those rules would, as a consequence of its being implemented by the court, produce a copy to the State Juvenile Services Commission. Assuming everybody was in conformance with what they promised to do, you'd have your record automatically.
Yeah, I think that's good. And I would therefore suggest we don't need it in statute right now, and we'll give some informal instructions to them to say by rule we'd like to have them
yes.
do that. It's important for us to start collecting this information as we go along in preparation for whatever we do.
It's good discipline for us.
Yeah. So, okay, I would let that stand as a record, and then I still want my amendment to be considered with 562, Jack. I don't think there's any problem with this from Senator Springer. So would you like to move the amendments?
Sure, yes, Madam Chair. I would move the amendments to Senate Bill 356.
And they are LC what, Jack?
LC
dash one?
356
Do we
dash
have
one.
Them? We don't have them.
I thought they were attached to Hampton Roads version.
I don't see
apparently them. Apparently they are not. Let me.
We just need them for the record. Do it. But you could say three for the price of one, right? Do we not have extra copies made? Jack has his copy handily. Yeah, we have the
engrossed. I'm afraid that's the ones on the other
bill. Okay, so we do have a well, let's adopt the amendments then as presented to us in the Hannah Gross Bill, Senator Hill, if that's
so moved.
If that's okay with you, and it is, we do have them LC'd, and then we'll be substituted. Is there objections to Senator Hill's motion to adopt the amendments as defined in Senate Bill 356? And we do have it.
Oh.
You want me to move it?
Sure.
Madam Chair, I would move Senate Bill 356 as amended before the Senate with a due pass recommendation.
Senator Grinsky has moved Senate Bill 356 as amended to the floor with a due pass. Discussion? Anybody else want, do we want to have any discussion? This one is probably big enough that I do want people to, a little minute to see if there is a discussion. Okay, go ahead, Kiska, please, then.
Brenneman? Brockman?
Aye.
Grinsky?
Aye.
Hill?
Aye.
Shoemaker?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Thank you. Okay, let's move then to Senate Bill 562.
Senate Bill 562 is the pre-adjudication detention bill. In your file, you will find proposed amendments from LC 562-1. They are attached to a Hampton Roads version. And we can walk through those in a minute. I should tell you that there's also been an additional amendment that I've received from the Governor's Council that I'll pass out to the members, and we'll talk about that in a moment. The LC amendments are designed to address a number of proposed amendments that were raised. The first change you'll see on lines 11, 12, and 13, there is an addition of any felony crime against persons or property. This is designed to fill what was seen as a gap with certain crimes that could be interpreted as property crimes only. The language on lines 12 and 13 should be deleted. The language on line 11 should not be. That language needs to be left in line with the desires of the folks proposing this amendment to cover assault cases and misdemeanors. There is language that has been added on line down on line 23, that language, the intention of that is to make sure that the same standards that the judge uses to decide these types of issues is also applicable to the intake worker. The major change you'll find on the second page, that's down at lines 28, and that sets the limits that the chair has asked, addresses the concern that the chair had regarding limitations on pretrial adjudication. It also incorporates a suggestion that was made by Judge Harrell. Under this section, there are presently no limits on detention time for pre-adjudication. Under this section, as written, there would be a maximum 28-day holding period. That 28-day holding period would be subject to exception for good cause shown prior to the expiration of the 28th day. If good cause is shown, then there would be the possibility of an additional 28 days, but no more. So that would take us up to 56 days, which is very close to the 60-day rule that's used in adult courts. And again, as the chair pointed out before, the reason for the 28-day period is so you don't have this problem of it falling on a weekend and that confusion.
My reason for this was that if we have a policy that we shouldn't keep people detained after in a jail, in a local jail, for more than 30 days without some decision made about them, that we ought to put a little pressure on the juvenile courts to not let them sit there for until they get around to it while they're waiting pretrial. And I know that it's in the interest of the courts to move them, but sometimes they get short and they get rushed too. Then at least this does put a piece, and we've talked with Judge Harrell on this, a reasonable kind of expectation. And if there is some reason why the court case is got to be held over, that they can detain them a further time. So that is my concern, and it's there on lines between, it's sub 7 on page 2. And we do need to number the pages, folks, when we do this. So I guess I would. Are there people who want additional amendments? Corey,
yeah, there's
Don, and David. Why don't you come up right now, and I'd like your comments on sub 7, and see whether you think it's okay or whether you have any objections to it, and then we'll let you present your comments. Senator Hill.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Excuse me. While they're coming up on page 1. Line 11, a crime involving infliction of physical injury or death to another person. And then we're inserting any felony crime against a person, against persons or property. So the rationale for keeping line 11 in is that it took in certain misdemeanors?
To cover misdemeanor assaults.
Okay, so now for...
So, Senator Hill, the bracket should simply be moved down a line. The bracket at the start of line 11 should be moved down to line 12.
Now, but when you talk about injury or death, though, I mean, with death, those are all felonies, aren't they?
Sure.
So,
sure.
Would you cut death out, or, I mean, would you, if you removed...
The death language would be redundant.
Okay. So could we then remove then, or... death in that first line out of there. That's picked up in any felony crime against persons or property.
Don, you want to make a comment on that? You know, is that what we're looking at? Well, they probably don't have a copy in the hand of this bill.
Don Welch, Clackamas County Juvenile Court. Senator, that modification would be entirely consistent with how that language would be implemented.
Should I move then on line 11? Remove the words, line 11, page 1 of the Hannah Gross bill, remove or death.
Are there objections to that?
I don't really, I'm sorry, you lost me there. I definitely.
Well, see, the language that we're adding on line
what
2 that's under line 13.
Yeah.
It says, or any felony crime against persons or property.
But my brackets are bracketing 11, 12,
and 13. Yeah, but. what the council said, that line 11 would remain in. In other words, that one bracket on line 11 should be moved down one line.
Oh, okay. I thought his bottom bracket was on line 11. Okay, and you're removing death off of line 11.
Yes, because it's picked up and down there on line 2. Yeah. Okay.
And in fact, you're going to have to change it to on line two. You're going to have a B instead of an A because of that, Jack. Right?
Dan, C.
That's correct.
Let's see what LC does to this. They do have a C there. Yes.
It's just one they didn't.
Yeah.
So then line 14 becomes C instead of...
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Is there objection to Senator Hill's motion to delete or death on line 11 that will remain in the bill, working from our hand and gross bill without a date? Or 41189? It's stapled to the LC amendments, 41189. Okay.
Madam Chair.
Senator Shoemaker.
There was another, according to my notes, another amendment we were going to make on...